We're beginning the fantastic work of Sefer Maasiyot, a book written approximately 1,500 years ago, not to be confused with the Sefer Maasiyot written about 200 years ago by Rabbi Nachman of Breslau. Sefer Maasiyot, approximately 1,500 years ago,
okay,
was written by Rav Nisim Gaon for his father-in-law Donash. His father-in-law Donash lost some of his children, and he sent them a letter telling him, look, the non-Jews have all these books that tell you wonderful stories that give you encouragement at a time, at difficult times. Why should I read their books to get encouragement? Write me up a book that'll give me encouragement. So, we have this book, which we're not 100% sure as to its validity. As far as we know, this is the history of this work, and we have most of the stories that are quoted here are really have sources in the Medrash. There are some stories that we don't know where he got them from. So he begins his letter. I'll read the Hebrew and translate.
So would you take accept the answer of other
than yeah, generally
accept,
yes.
You don't know where they're from.
So here. Says over here, the stories that he quotes here, some of them give us basis for things in Rashi and the She'iltos, meaning we have every reason to believe that this is very accurate. In general, things like this, you have to always wonder, is it 100% accurate? Who held on to the tradition? It's not a sefer that was widespread in Am Yisrael. You know, the Talmud, you know, there were thousands of copies around. This book, so we have it, we attribute it to Rav Nisim Gaon, but there are some stories that he quotes here that Rashi assumes you know. Rashi, in his commentary on Talmud, refers to certain stories that everyone knows, and we don't know what Rashi's talking about. When you open this, suddenly you see it. And when you look at the correlations, there's very, very strong backing for this work. Okay, so we'll read the Hebrew and translate. Adoni vididi, my master and friend. Yishmocha akel vitzocha. Interesting to see how he refers to his father-in-law. May the potent one watch you and protect you. V'yotzecha mibeten yazreka. And the one who formed you in the womb should help you. V'yarichi amecha, grant you longevity. V'yafikze mamecha, and grant you your desires. Nitra'amta elai b'chtavcha na'im. You thundered at me with your pleasant letters. Interesting duality here. You expressed what's happened to you and your worries and your sighs. After your son's passing, may he rest in the Garden of Eden. The potent one should close up the breach in your fence. And may you be remembered in heaven that your children should merit longevity. You mentioned in your letter that you desire to read a book that will comfort you and grant you happiness, and remove your worries and sighs. You told me the apostates, they have a book like that that tells how things work out well in the end. Because I honor you so much and I value you so much, and I know you desire the words of Torah, so you asked me to write a book that will tell you stories like this in this vein, so that you'd read our story books from our tradition and you don't have to read other people's story books. I hasten to do what you asked. Even though I'm not worthy of writing books, I wanted to fulfill your desires and your love. And because of that, I was blinded to my inability and the fact that I'm unworthy, and I wrote this book. And we will see that part of the goal of the book is to express Jewish philosophy through the stories. It's not only about the stories, it's also about the philosophies behind the stories. As we will see, we'll pick up here Bez Hashem next week.